With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. More today on the Mormon crickets issue in the West and the invasion that's currently underway this year. For those who aren't familiar with the Mormon cricket, you should first know they're not really a cricket at all, but instead a flightless katydid. Paul Castrovillo is with the Idaho Department of Agriculture and recently talked to the Idaho Statesman about how the Mormon cricket got its name.
Back when people were settling Utah, which were mostly Mormons, that was when they started noticing some of their first big infestations because the Mormon crickets would feed on their crops.
The critter's preferred habitat is the sagebrush of the high desert, and they can wreak havoc on farm crops, with swarms quickly eating through fields.
And their preferred habitat is the high desert. But if something changes in the environment, the numbers start to increase. The desert that they normally live in can't support them, and that's where they end up leaving the desert and moving to places where there are wheat fields and corn fields. We're not very good at wiping out native pests like that. The amount of crickets that are around just kind of goes in cycles. They're always here.
Unfortunately for most farmers, crop insurance doesn't cover cricket devastation, so there's not much they can do in the aftermath. Farmers and ranchers are using bait to try and control the infestations. Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.